Are you a pothead in the market for some new glass? Well, you need to take your happy ass on over to Mota Glass and use our super secret stoner savings code MARIJUANERAP4P on your next purchase at mota-glass.com. It's Latina and veteran owned. And while you're at it, head on over to Vive Cosmetics, blunt-proof, bong-proof, sesh-proof lippies. These lippies will survive the rotation. Use our discount code LOCATORARADIO15 for a discount off of your next purchase. And now, it's time to spark it and park it, light up and tune in to today's episode of Marijuanera, a podcast for potheads.
She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree, who copes with life by smoking too much weed, dodging cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I want to be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la marijuanera, as seen on IG.
That's me.
Marijuanera.
Welcome back to Marijuanera, a podcast for potheads. Brought to you by Locatora Productions, I am your most pragmatic and pious hostess, Mala Munoz, here to say hello and welcome back to another episode of my cute little cannabis podcast. I've been a little quiet recently. You know, I've been living my life, living La Vida Mala, as I like to call it, on my marijuanera grind, you know, just immersed in my marijuanidad. And today I am recording live and direct, high as hell, from Bakersfield, California, my dear. And if my final legacy on this earth is putting Bakersfield on the map, I'll take it. It's something, you know? And if this place gets crowded and overpriced, don't blame me. I know everyone is like fleeing Los Angeles and like coming up here. The air quality is trash, the voting is red, the police are trigger happy, and there is valley fever in the soil, but the housing is affordable and the traffic is minimal. This is not a paid ad. Today's episode is going to mostly be me giving you some life updates, sharing the random thoughts that pop into my head and end up in my notes app when I'm high and also when I'm not high. Chief among them, I do have some thoughts and feelings I would like to share about not only the Joe Rogan Experience catastrophe, but a number of other very popular podcasts hosted by, wait for it, men. That convo coming up in a segment I like to call Malas Palabras, using bad words to discuss people, places, and things. But before we get to cussing, it's time to spill some rumors, it's time to spread some gossip, and it's time to indulge in some chisme about myself, which is like one of my favorite things to do. Like, I love to start a good rumor about myself. So let's begin. Some gossip on me. Recently, I turned 30. No, I'm not changing the lyrics to the Marijuanera jingle, so don't even ask about it. 20-something is just going to be my podcast age, okay? Leave it there. But back to 30, I'm loving it so far. 30, flirty, and traumatized. This is not the future that Jenna Ring promised, but we make do. And the one enduring thread that really still connects me to 13 going on 30 is J-Lo. She was on the cover of magazines in 13 going on 30, and she's still making news today, all these many, many years later. So 30, doing pretty good. And I'm actually, newsflash, turning 30 all year long. It's a process, which means I'm celebrating all year. And I'm just reveling in my life lessons, how far I've come, the experiences that I've had, the fact that I survived my 20s because I had a couple of near-death experiences, like I should be dead. But I need to stop saying that. I really do. People get mad at me when I say that, but it's like kind of true. I will share those stories at another time, probably in a script somewhere that's going to get picked up by a major network. I hope. But who can say? Who knows? So here's a piece of knowledge. Here's a piece of wisdom that I have accumulated over my 30 years of existence. This is three decades worth of knowledge. So listen to it closely. At this stage of the game, I don't want anyone to think of me as anything more than a pretty face, to be quite honest, because once people know you have depth and substance and capabilities, all of a sudden they want you to do things. They want you to work. They want you to produce. They want you to deliver. They want you to show up. They want you to perform. It's exhausting. So as far as anyone is concerned, from this point on, I am just a beautiful bitch, as shallow as the LA River, honey. I am as shallow as the LA River. There's no life below water, just trash. That being said, if you've ever fantasized about supporting me financially and paying all of my bills, you can microdose being my sugar daddy by hitting my Cash App, $MasMala, or Venmo at MasMala. I am also on OnlyFans at MasMala. So more to like my daily life, my marihuanidad, like this year, writing a lot, creating a lot, producing a lot, scheming, dreaming. I got into therapy and I got off of the dating apps and it feels quite nice. It feels good. Like my brain feels less cluttered, which means I have more space for like jokes and reality TV and TV in general. So here's what I've been watching, because God knows that I love to light a fat J or hit my mota glass bong that I do smoke with and cradle like a child. I love to get high and watch TV. So over the course of the pandemic, I've kind of developed this little routine for myself, this ritual. I'll like light my bong and throw on an episode of Intervention. I'll smoke my weed and watch Intervention because I don't like to get high by myself. In quarantine, you know what I mean? I'm being safe. So I don't like to get high by myself. And it's my comfort show. Then the munchies set in. And once those munchies set in, I like to watch my 600-pound life. Because I don't like to eat by myself. Another comfort show of mine. I just really love these like very human reality TV shows. And I'm like, let's be human together. And then at the end of my sash and I've eaten and I've watched my shows and I'm like ready to go to sleep, I might want to masturbate. I will fast forward to that specific scene in the original Jurassic Park, you know, the one where Jeff Goldblum is like reclined on a table. He's injured and his black button down is like all the way unbuttoned. And then you see that image and he's just like this gorgeous, like chiseled, like glasses wearing, like bronzed, like God. And then you see this image and you're like, yes, Jesus was Jewish. Look at God. So yes, off of the dating apps and into therapy. But such is my cycle. And if I end up downloading Hinge for like the 12th time, I'll let you guys know. I'll come on here and fucking talk about it. That's my content. You know what I mean? But for now, I'm really happy not being on them. And I've been like working on getting out more, like, you know, I just feel like I've really been inside, like in many ways, like throughout the pandemic, and I'm ready to get out. I've been working on skating more, getting back into my roller skate routine. There was a point in the pandemic when I was like skating like basically every day, writing every day, recording as much as possible, learning new things. I've been taking classes behind the scenes here and there. And also I've been doing a lot of like working on Locatora Productions and Marihuaneta stuff. And it really is a lot of work, minutia, but it allows me to explore a lot of different aspects of my creativity. Like there's in creating these podcasts from pen to post, from idea to like publication, there's writing, there's pitching, there's development, there's negotiations, there's graphic design, data collection, photo shoots, hair and makeup, songwriting, affiliate codes, sponsors, events, deliverables. I can go on. You know, it's a lot of tasks It's a lot of things. So I do a lot of that, you know, like behind the scenes type stuff. And it really can take up your whole week, basically. And so when I'm not working, you know, indoors on my computer, I like to go outside and skate. You know, I like to go outside, meet up with skate friends, go to the beach, wherever it is I'm skating. And I do like to light up and then have just a bomb sesh. So what's some skate news I can share with you guys? Yeah, I was actually in Venice not too long ago. And in one skate sesh, like so many things happen. So I love going to Venice like on Sundays because a ton of the roller skaters go out there. Don't fucking stalk me, but like say hi if you're a skater and you're out there and you see me, because like, you know, we're all skating, so fuck it. But I like smoked with these girls who were like skating from, where did they say that they were from? I want to say Upland. So if you guys are listening, hey, hope to see you there again. And they like invited me to smoke with them, and like I had my joint and then they had their joints. And then I was thinking like, oh, like I'll smoke my joint and they'll smoke their joint. But then she was like, I forget her name. She was like, oh, what if we pass our joints back and forth? So we always have a joint in our hands and then we experience both of the weed. And I was like, yes, let's do it. So not the most COVID safe, but fuck it. Is anything COVID safe anymore? No, not really. So we did that. We smoked. It was actually a great idea. Excellent high. And then we started skating. Oh, well, no, back up, rewind. When we were passing our joints back and forth and we were smoking, there was like this older skater who like came over and started talking to us. And he was, you know, sharing a lot of really amazing stories about how he has skated all over the world and on TV and in movies. And he's been skating for decades. He's like very much like an OG Venice, LA skater. And so we were talking about basically how the most important aspects for like a really good skate session is a good floor, right? Like flat, smooth, clean, and good music and some good fucking weed. And then you're set for an excellent sesh. So I just feel like Venice is a great place for that. So then we're skating and I had my headphones in and I was like really into my music and my skating. And during a sesh like that, like I don't want to worry too much about the playlist and like songs and skipping songs or selecting songs. I just want to skate through it. So I end up playing the live recording of the Selena Houston Astrodome performance, you know, the one in the sparkly purple jumpsuit with the silver boots. And I always just play Selena's disco medley, the live recording, and I just play it on a loop because it's long and it has all these different songs and it's incredible. So anyways, it's like perfect for a skate sesh. That's my little marijuana skate tip for anybody listening. Try it. You will not regret. So anyway, so I'm listening to I'm listening to the fucking disco medley, and all of a sudden I see all the skaters like stop skating and they're like, you know, hands on mouth, gasping, like people are stressed out. And I see that they're looking all at the same thing in the same direction. So I turn around and I see that there's just like a pile of men fighting each other and like a brawl, like a horrific fight broke out, and all the roller skaters are just like watching in horror. And there's like bodies, there's dogs jumping in and like barking and jumping on people and probably biting people. There's skateboarders, there's all kinds, there's tweakers, there's all kinds of people. It's Venice. And it's, you know, right by the skate park and the roller skate dance plaza, and then it's the boardwalk. So it's like everybody is there. Any type of person that can possibly exist is in Venice at any given time. So it's all kinds of people, and it's like a pile of humans. And it went on for a really, really long time. And then it like spilled over into the rink. And then one of the roller skaters got involved. And then it was chaotic. And there were racial slurs. And it was just very bad. And so like I had already been skating for like almost 2 hours. So I was like, fuck it. So I was like, I can't do this. I don't like this. I don't like being around men fighting each other and being violent publicly. Like it happens so often. And it's really fucking horrible and annoying and triggering, and I just can't stomach it. Like I have to not be there. So I took off my skates and I grabbed my shit and I fucking left. But all that to say, Venice is a great place to skate, and you should take a fat Jay with you the next time you're trying to have like an excellent skate sesh in Los Angeles. So people love to ask me what I do when I smoke, whether it's walking my dog, skating, creating, writing, what have you. And I want to actually hear from you, my Mari Juaneta listeners at home. If you're a Mari Juaneta, head to locatoraradio.com and leave me a voice memo and tell me what you like to do when you get high. What are you smoking? Where are you smoking? What are you doing? And your voice memo just might get played on a future episode of Mari Juaneta, a podcast for potheads. And coming up, we've got a little segment that I like to call Malas Palabras, using bad words to discuss people, places, and things. And today's topic is men. Should they be allowed to speak? And should they be allowed to speak on podcasts? We're gonna share our findings in a few. But first, become a patron of Locatora Productions today. You can head to the Locatora Productions Patreon and check out the tiers for all of our Locatora Productions projects. Watch episode 1 and episode 0 of Mari Juaneta, a web series about weed featuring special stoner Edwin Bodney. Yes, friends. Yes, Mari Juaneras. Yes, listeners. Mari Juaneta is not just a podcast for potheads. It's also a web series about weed that I have written, and we have filmed a significant amount of, and we have interviews, and we have visuals, and we have dancing, and we have musical numbers, and we have sketches, and a lot that we're just going to kind of trickle out. But just know, the show is a show, honey. So head to Patreon, subscribe to our Locatora Productions YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram. I'm at @Mala_Munoz, or follow us at @Locatora_radio. That's LOCATORA_radio, to keep up with all of that content. And now it's time for Malas Palabras, using bad words to discuss people, places, and things. To begin, what the fuck is wrong with Joe Rogan and everyone who loves him? I don't fucking get it. It's fucking disastrous what this situation has become. It is chaotic. It is racist. It is unnecessary. It's like the most annoying fucking experience as an indie podcaster is hearing about the lack of quality control, the lack of care, the lack of research, the lack of attention, and the amount of money, right? The $100 million to acquire what? An RSS feed full of white people saying the N-word over and over again. That is what Spotify literally paid for. They were like, give us access to your vault of racial slurs, and we're gonna give you $100 million in return. And the world's largest audio platform. Let's go. Let's fucking go. And I cannot tell you, among the toxicities that Joe Rogan has introduced into our ecosystem, the dating pool is genuinely tainted, ruined, poisoned by swarms of ever faithful Roganites that make up a significant portion of the otherwise eligible singles out there. I cannot tell you the number of men that I have gone on dates with that are literally obsessed with Joe and want to talk about him at every possible opportunity. And here's my thing. He's not even fucking funny. Like, The show, it's like looking at comment sections and things. And here's the thing is, I've tuned into the Joe Rogan Experience because I'm like, I'm going to do my research and I'm going to listen and see what the fuck is going on. What is he saying? you know? And so I've listened to an episode here and there, and I've heard all I need to hear. I can't get through a full thing. I can barely get through a full interview or like a full clip because it's just so bad. And it's being labeled as comedy or as discourse or whatever the fuck they categorize it as. But it's like, I feel like he hasn't told a joke with a punchline maybe ever. It's I don't see what's funny. I don't hear the funny. I'm not laughing and I don't find it entertaining. And he's also so uncomfortable to look at. Like, I want to let a little air out. He's like a little bit like an overly inflated balloon. You know, also don't come for me. I do not care. I don't care. I don't care, you know, but I am annoyed. And this is my podcast and I can say whatever the fuck I want in malas palabras. Okay. So the other thing that I've learned from listening to like Joe Rogan and like the Fresh and Fit podcast and some of these other huge shows that are hosted by pretty ignorant men, I have to say. But they're very popular and a lot of people really love them and even more people hate them. But the result is that tons of people are listening to them, right? And so if I've learned anything from kind of just tuning in, whether on YouTube or wherever or on Spotify, following along on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram, anywhere these conversations are happening, I'm like, if I'm learning anything from these guys, it's that I need to lower my podcasting standards for myself and just pump out audio with no thought, no care, no research, no personality, no creativity, no nothing. Just racism and sexism and the worst possible vibes imaginable. And then maybe then one of these fucking networks will give us a decent fucking deal to pay us for our work. Because clearly, what the networks are paying top dollar for is like hate speech and misinformation. It's trash, is what it is. And like, here's my thing, is like, there's a market for everything. There's a market for everything. And I think one of the reasons why we call our media today content is it could be anything. You know, it's, we're not calling it news. We're not calling it comedy. We're not calling it fiction. We're not calling it history. We're not calling it anything specific. It's just stuff. It's content. So it could be anything. And that includes misinfo, or that includes bigotry or hate speech, or the same old tired regurgitated sexist questions and tropes and colorist conversations and just things that are like, are we still just peddling in the lowest common denominator when it comes to like conversations about women or about people in general? And like, why do so many folks love to stay there? You know what I mean? It's just, I mean, clearly it's a moneymaker. Clearly it draws listens and likes. But I wish that we wanted more for ourselves, is what I'm going to say. And when I say we, I'm talking about men. I'm talking about men. Men are a problem. Men, you guys have problems. You have issues. And it's reflected in where the listens are going and where the support is going and which shows are really getting that institutional backing and that funding and that reach. And why? Because there's a market for it and there are ears who are like thirsty to hear it. Get your shit together, y'all. Do better. Be better. And now it's time to shout out our Marihuanera and Locamores Anonymous patrons. You can head to patreon.com, Locatora Productions, to subscribe. Every dollar helps pay for our production costs so that we can get these podcasts out to you and into your eardrums. So I want to thank my Marihuanera patrons, Maria, Jess, Kaylee, Kyra, Laura, Rocio, Mark, Sol, Jasmine, Roberto, John, Sofia, Alejandra, Nicole, Barbara, Remedios y Soledad de Mucha Flores, thank you so much, Shelly of Chicali Products, Jocelyn, Susana, AC, Athena, Erica, Eric, Mariah, Serena, Yessi, Ichelle, Nina, Victoria, Joandra, Kiki, Gerardo, Celine, Naomi, Ollie, Erica, Lisa, Christian, Madison, Magdalena, Cristina, Edna, Rosalina, Sirenia, Alexandra, Carla, Dan, Ajopi, Cristina. Thank you for supporting Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, is a Locatora production. Jingle arranged and performed by Crisol. Logo by Micah Amaro. Editing by audio engineer Stephanie Franco. Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, created, written, and hosted by me, Mala Munoz.